You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The Florida Panhandle is about to get hit with its worst hurricane ever. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Michael's outer bands have already arrived in places like Alligator Point, where Fox's Griff Jenkins is.
We're east on the dirty side of where it's going to make landfall, and it is this Big Bend area that is under threat. Storm surge here is coming in, expected to be 12 to 14 feet. A whopping majority, more than 75% of deaths in hurricanes, are occurred from water events.
And the storm has grown into a powerful Category 4. Hundreds of thousands of people are urged to evacuate. Fox's Evan Brown tracking it all live from Miami.
Yeah, Dave, the top winds are at 145 miles an hour, and storm surge inundation is already at high levels, at least 9 feet. The southernmost part of Apalachicola is getting upwards of 14 feet, an amount that is truly not survivable. And Michael is not just going to affect the Florida Panhandle.
Because it's not just necessarily right along the coast. With time, even during the night tonight into Thursday morning, it's still a hurricane deep into Georgia.
National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham, landfall in Florida won't be until this afternoon, Dave.
Evan, President Trump says he has 5 possible candidates to replace Nikki Haley, who surprised Washington and the UN, announcing her resignation as U.S. ambassador by the end of the year. The president said his daughter Ivanka would be a dynamite choice, but then she tweeted she will not be Haley's replacement. President Trump rallied Republicans in Iowa last night.
In just 4 weeks, you will have the chance to render your verdict on the Democrats' outrageous conduct.
Referencing the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation fight, but Hillary Clinton says Democrats should be aggressive, that they can't be civil again unless they win back the House and or the Senate. Another of President Trump's critics, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who used to be a Republican, re-registered as a Democrat today. Bloomberg has hinted at running for president in 2020. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Well, there's more coming out on that Washington Post journalist who went missing in Turkey, last seen more than a week ago.
Turkish TV broadcasting images claiming to show Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi arriving at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, and also of a black van leaving for the home of a Saudi diplomat. This the latest twist, as Turkish officials allege that the reporter was killed when he visited the consulate last week, a claim Saudi Arabia denies. The reporter's fiancé writing in the Post that Khashoggi had applied for U.S. citizenship amid concerns for his safety after writing articles critical of Saudi Arabia's crown prince. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
News on the economy. Wholesale inflation rose modestly last month, a 0.2% increase in producer prices. On Wall Street, Dow futures down nearly 100 points before the opening bell. Days after Taylor Swift got political, endorsing the Democrat in the Tennessee Senate race, she has another award-winning night.
Taylor Swift opens the 2018 American Music Awards in Los Angeles with the performance of her song I Did Something Bad and goes on to have a stellar night. Fans choosing her for the Best Pop Rock Album, Best Female Pop Rock Artist, Tour of the Year, and Artist of the Year, giving Swift a record 23 AMAs, the most by any female performer. And the perfect time to make this point.
This award and every single award given out tonight were voted on by the people. And you know what else is voted on by the people? The midterm elections on November 6th. Get out and vote. I love you guys.
Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Well, they have long faces in New York after the Yankees were knocked out of the baseball playoffs at home by their hated rivals, the Red Sox. Boston won 4-3 to advance the American League Championship Series. They'll play the Houston Astros next. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Urbana city leaders have approved a pay raise for city workers. WCIA says with the contract approved with the local union, workers will get a retroactive hourly pay increase of 1% for 2017 and for 2018 and 2% for 2019. Some news for those of you who might be job hunting. Jobs in high-wage industries are growing the fastest. USA Today says an analysis of Labor Department data by Moody's Analytics says jobs in high-wage industries like technology, professional services, and energy have grown slightly faster than low-wage sectors over the last year or so. From June of last year until August of this year, the number of jobs in high-wage industries grew 2%, while it was 1.8% for both low- and middle-wage fields. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Okay, what can I say about that? Let me just explain what I'm saying here. As we bring in our 8 o'clock hour, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
All right, thunderstorm chance at 90% today with a high of 75 expected, 43-hour low into the evening tonight as we get a little cooler. High 55, low 35 with the sunshine tomorrow. 50% chance of late showers with a high 49 on Friday, down to 35 in the evening, and that could bring on some frost Saturday morning. Morning. Sunshine expected Saturday with a high 56. Right now we're at 70. ESPN 93.5.
Okay, Taylor Swift got real mad and is supporting all the Democrats in Tennessee and said, I'm voting for all the Democrats. Marsha Blackburn scares me, whatever she said. And there were 100,000 people registered to vote. The deadline was yesterday.
Yes, it was.
It was organic. It was going to happen anyway.
Okay.
I would say Taylor Swift probably encouraged and probably got... She's a big star. 400 people.
Okay.
To go register.
Of the 100,000.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Is there anyone who would say something that would make you go do that? Who? And text in. Is there a public figure in this day and age that would say, we gotta go? Who? I can't think of one person that would motivate me to go do something like register to vote. Celebrity. What celebrity out there?
Well, yesterday in her AMA acceptance speech, she just wanted people to get out and vote.
Okay, they've said that for about 50 years. But I agree. Right. Go vote.
Uh-huh.
But
on Monday, I think, was the encouragement
to register.
Yeah, and
the deadline was yesterday in Tennessee.
Exactly.
So that was kind of going to happen, but mm-hmm. It's made it sound like 100,000 people rushed out because Taylor Swift. No, I'm sorry. Taylor Swift is really good. I'm sorry. You're not that important. And I can't think of a public figure that if he or she said something like that, that would motivate me to act. I just don't think there's that kind of importance anymore. Maybe it's gotten too casual.
I mean, especially with the younger people, maybe.
I don't know. I mean, is there a celebrity? I mean, I like actors and I respect their work and I've watched their movies, but... You know,
right.
If Steve Carell said, go vote, I don't know if that would make me go vote, but I like The Office. just saying, the star power has diminished to a point that I don't think they even want to admit. I just don't think it has much stuff anymore.
Well, Spencer says Hillary Clinton could get me to vote Republican.
Yeah, all right, that's right. Hillary said there's no reason to be civil anymore. Listen, we better watch this rhetoric. Better watch the rhetoric because you got to be careful because whatever you say as a public figure, the mentally ill hear you too.
Right. And Mike saying, who really cares what Taylor Swift says or does? Typical entertainer.
That's the point. Is there anybody? Text in. Is there anybody that you would listen to? 359-2255. I listen to Eben Brown every time he's on because he's my hurricane guru. He's
mm-hmm.
in Miami. This is bad, Eben. This thing has grown to a 4, and it just snuck up on us as hurricanes don't generally do. I mean, 3 days warning for this thing. A lot of people have not evacuated. What's the latest on the ground there?
The latest in the panhandle, especially different parts of the panhandle, are trying to get people, you know, to evacuate. If you're south of the intercoastal waterway, however, it's probably too late. You're being told to shelter in place. Bay County, Florida, which is Panama City, has just announced that EMS will no longer respond if called at this point going forward, that there is no more EMS.
Okay, so I mean, but they
if
knew
call
that.
Call for help, they'll log it, but yeah, they'll log the call, but you know, they're not coming out for you.
You can't make people leave, right? There's no law. You can't force them out.
Well, you can arrest them if they don't, theoretically, but no one really wants to do that. But the problem is that at certain points in these evacuation zones, as we've just heard from like Bay County, is that if you're going to really be alone, no one's going to come get you, and there's no way for you to travel. At this point, the wind is too strong, the storm surge is too high to get through on roadways.
Wow.
Bridges are closed.
Wow.
So anyone south of the intercoastal waterway is really stranded at this point. And now many of these counties are moving from voluntary to mandatory evacuations for parts north of the intercoastal, and they're saying you really only have a couple hours to get this done. At that point, it'll be too late. They talk about landfall. That really means the eye of the storm. That's not going to happen later. A big brunt of the wind and rain and this storm surge for sure is already penetrating through the Gulf Coast. And the Florida Gulf Coast is just geographically inopportune because it's a bend to the north and the east. So a storm coming from the north generates its worst quadrant in the northeast, so it's kind of like eight ball corner pocket, and the worst bit of the storm is going right to this corner, if you will, of land where the water can just kind of pile up, and we're seeing storm surge areas 9 feet to 14 feet now, that 14 feet of storm surge is something a human won't survive.
I'm telling you, this thing, and you know, Eben, as many people that evacuated, there's more that didn't. This could be bad.
I would think that it would be bad, and it will be bad for a big swath of land because a very powerful storm with incredibly fast forward motion, while the storm won't necessarily linger and dump 30 inches of rain like Florence did or the one last year, Harvey, in Houston.
Yeah.
But it will maintain its hurricane strength as it goes inland. And we'll have a hurricane hitting central Georgia tomorrow.
Wow.
Central Georgia doesn't get hurricanes.
How in the world does it?
At least not very often.
I mean, why does it maintain those winds? I'm surprised it goes that far inland.
Well, wind, a storm will dissipate over land because it doesn't get the warm moisture
right.
from water to feed it. However, when it's all bulked up, think, Popeye after his spinach, it can survive a run over land. Because it's that much more that needs to dissipate. And when it moves fast, it just doesn't get a chance to stay over land and just empty out its moisture. So it moves fast. It keeps its wind speed. It keeps its strength. It gets to the Carolinas by, let's say Friday or so, to the same place that got nailed by Florence. And it's still a tropical storm, so it's still packing winds that can rip off a roof and destroy power lines.
Mm.
It still has plenty of rain to dump on this area that's already been saturated. And then it heads out to the open Atlantic again, and provided it doesn't curve northwards, it should just go out to the open Atlantic and be no one's problem since then. But it's going to remain tropical for a very long time afterwards, and that affects weather all around.
Man, this is such a big deal and such a big problem. And I always try and think of solutions for stuff, Evan. I just do. My brain just constantly comes up. So I just thought of a new idea. Stevie J's Icebergs, Inc. What if I place 50 icebergs in the Gulf? Would that not help as far as the formulation of these hurricanes in the force? Because I wouldn't provide the warm water. I'd have colder water.
Well, warm water in the North Atlantic isn't going to help when the water is warm in the Caribbean,
right.
And that's where this thing started.
Yeah,
it kind of started right off the coast of the Yucatan Peninsula. It did not start in the Atlantic,
yeah, right.
Where we could watch it for a week.
Yeah, I know. Sunday was a tropical.
If you live in the Southeast U.S. during the second half of the year, you need to be in a state of preparedness at all times because these things can and will creep up on you, and you should be ready to go.
Yeah, okay, Evan, we appreciate it. Thank you again, as always, for the update. The winds are expected 165. I mean, normally you have a week or so. This really kind of got going Sunday.
Well, we're at 145. I don't know if the wind is going to get that much stronger. You're getting some gusts north of that. The sustained winds is how we measure them, and that's at 40. That's at 145 right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, crazy. All right, Evan Brown, thank you, my friend.
Tell me the difference between 145
yeah,
and 165.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I think it's 145, not 165. I can't tell. Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure, Evan. Thank you for your expertise.
You got it.
Evan Brown, reporter. He's in Miami. Getting a FEMA update. Again, the real unique aspect that I don't remember only having 3 days for hurricane. Usually you have a week.
That's right.
Tracking it all the way through the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
And it just went fast this time in the Yucatan. And then, boom, you look at the radar, it's scary stuff, and people are now stuck. There's nothing, some of those on the coast, they can't do anything. Everything's shut. Bridges are shut, everything's shut. So, pray for them. Here we go, sports headlines.
The American League Championship Series is set. Boston Red Sox beat the New York Yankees 4-3 yesterday. Now Boston will host the first two games on Saturday against the Houston Astros. On the National League side, it's L.A. in Milwaukee, and that starts up on Friday night. NFL action on Sunday, Colts and Jets, Bears and Dolphins. The Monday night game will be Packers and 49ers. On to what's happening in Louisville in the courts yesterday. Father of prize recruit Brian Bowman II testified he was giving $1,300 from former Louisville assistant Kenny Johnson in the summer of 2017. The thing that makes this a little sketchy to me is it a guy who was just needing to make rent, and there was a guy who happened to be on the coaching staff and was just helping another guy out? They mm-hmm. made this transfer at the gas station. I don't know. It would be hard for me to be on this jury.
Yeah.
By the way, another person in the building has to be on jury duty.
I heard Josh the prize guy. How does three people in a small radio outfit get called to jury duty within a 30-day period?
Unbelievable.
I've never heard of such a thing. I served in August. Diane served in September.
I did.
Josh will serve in October.
Exactly.
What?
It's so difficult without your phone to sit there with these 150 other people in the room to see if you're called up.
I'm sure the county's going to get sued for cruel and unusual punishment.
On our radio center here.
Unbelievable.
UCLA point guard Tiger Campbell tore his ACL on his left knee, so he's the third Bruin to be sidelined this season. Also on to Illini action, of course, after beating Rutgers on Saturday. Right now, Purdue's a 10-point favorite in that 2:30 kickoff for Saturday.
Yeah, 10.5, I think.
Okay.
Right.
So Ernie Buckman, a winner from Saybrook, is going to be attending the game. We've got more tickets to hand out tomorrow, so listen for that. Illini women's golf in Medina, third place. Not bad at all. NBA preseason Pacers are at Chicago to take on the Bulls tonight. That's sports. I'm Diane Dusen.
Did we get any confirmation on the
We do have a pair of tickets that
you want to do that coming up?
Sure.
Okay, stand by because we've just been illuminated of the fact that I do have two more tickets for the Doobie Brothers tonight.
That's right.
At the State Farm Center.
So if you want to be spontaneous, stay by your phone, 359-2255, to win the tickets to see the Doobie Brothers tonight.
Yeah.
Of course, StateFarmCenter.com or 1-866-Illini-1 will get you tickets if you want to go to the show this evening.
All right, so Doobies tonight, and a couple of tickets have fallen on our lap, and so we will dispense of those. Stand by as I queue up some more Doobies. They won 4 Grammys, and they're out and around. So.
We had a comment. If a celebrity causes you to vote, you shouldn't be voting. Everyone wants to make voting easier. Have you seen America in the last week? Perfect example of spoiled kids who have never been told no.
Okay. Well, text in. I said Taylor Swift's proclamation. She's voting Democrat in the state of Tennessee. probably moved 375 to 400 people. There's 100,000 new registrations, but the deadline was yesterday. That was organic.
That's right.
Let's check your weather.
High 75, low 43, 90% chance of precipitation, and the winds will pick up. 55, the high tomorrow with sunshine, down to 35 in the evening. On Friday, they're expecting some evening showers, high 49, low 35. 56 for that homecoming game with sunshine on Saturday. 71 with the clouds on ESPN 93.5.
All right, Doobie's coming up. They're holding a press briefing right now. Brock Long, FEMA Administrator, Federal Emergency and Disaster Agency, I think. They're talking about the window for anybody to get out now is very, very small. 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, prices at the wholesale level increased last month, but the increase was as expected. The producer price index rose 0.2% from August. It was up 2.6% from a year ago. The PPI measures inflation before it reaches the retail level. Sears Holdings has hired an advisory firm to do the work for a bankruptcy reorganization. The Wall Street Journal says the filing could happen as soon as this week. McDonald's shares are rallying before the Wall Street open after upbeat comments on the fast food company from Guggenheim Securities. Analyst Matthew DeFrisco is recommending investors buy McDonald's shares. He's encouraged by McDonald's investment in its experience of the future transformation of its restaurants. The Dow was down 56 yesterday. The Nasdaq added 2. The S&P dropped 4. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Furniture quality for less.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, would you evacuate? I would. I think I would. It's hard. It's a hassle. The thing's gonna fizzle. There's no. I know all the reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know, this lady, you know, last time around with Florence, I can't avoid a mini vacation right now.
Yeah,
we can't afford
but they've
to
got,
go.
But they've
get
got
a
shelter.
Hotel.
They have a lot of shelters.
I know.
Those are free. But you know, there are a lot of people. And, you know, you don't really want to go to a gymnasium and a cot, right?
Sure.
I get all that. But just get out of there and drive north. And it sounds like this thing in the next, but then again, you got to go back and figure that out, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you need right now? You need an insurance checkup. How do you feel if something happens? You call an 800 number, you got a guy.
Yeah, they say the term flooding could be pipes bursting within your home and not coming from external. So all that stuff needs to be reviewed.
Well, you need to make sure you know what you got with whatever man or woman covers your insurance, because the reason you buy insurance is that if you ever need them, it'll be easy. And they'll be there. And they're not all the same. So you want to definitely, only time it counts is stuff like this. And then you're going to say, well, I can't get hold of anybody. Oh, you just better, even if you pay a little more for the big boys that have great reviews,
mm-hmm.
it's worth it. Because when it happens, you need them. Okay, my friends. Anybody want to go tonight for free? He's fell in our lap. Two tickets. Just like Ticket Central today. And Illini OJs and the Doobies. What the heck? This is like 1973, maybe?
Sounds good.
359-2255. Text in Doobies. If you want to go for free tonight, if you've got the time, you can jump in. Go to the State Farm Center for no money. Two tickets. I think they have probably 120 or 30 bucks for two. Something like that.
That's right.
All right. 10th text, 15. What do you
want? Sounds good.
10th. All right. 10th text, 359-2255. 10th text wins.
Well, if it rains, I don't care. Don't make no difference to me. Just take that streetcar and
get
anything?
Yep.
All right.
Join Join All-American linebacker and Big Ten Network analyst Jay Layman on the Jeremy Warner Show Mondays at 10 a.m. on ESPN 93.5. Jeremy and Jay will talk Illinois and Big Ten football all season long each Monday morning. He's Illini True, Orange and Blue. Jay Layman each Monday on ESPN 93.5, powered by Storage 309, First Mid Bank, Dogtown Heating and Air, and Farmers Insurance Dennis Starkey. Get the podcast on demand at ESPNCU.com.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattron and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
All right, something to extend your life. A new study from Denmark shows that doing this may extend your life by 10 years. A new study from Denmark shows that doing this might extend your life by 10 years. What is that? Answer coming up.
Okay.
David, you there?
I am here.
You like the doobies?
Oh, who doesn't like the doobies?
You'll hear this then tonight. This is kind of what you're going to hear, David. You got two free tickets, my friend. Last second. You got them, buddy. Hey, let me know how it goes. Let me know what it's like.
I will definitely do that. Thank you so much.
David Purdy of Urbana. How many doobies are there?
On the posters, there's three.
Huh?
But, you know, I'm sure there's probably...
Backup people and backup people.
Eight,
okay.
8 to 12.
Oh, who? Weren't there like five or six in the original?
No.
How many original Doobie Brothers were there?
I mean, about this song.
Yeah,
you.
Jesus is just all right with
That's
me.
Right.
Doobie Brothers. You can't help but look at the videos that I'm looking at now and just wondering, talk to me about your hair, because that isn't the same. So what, did we do a wig? Are we doing implants? I mean, Paul McCartney's doing something, right?
So it talks about Tom Johnson and Patrick Simmons and Michael McDonald. I don't know if Michael's in this chapter of the Doobies, though.
Did Michael McDonald die?
No.
He's still alive?
Right.
I mean, Paul McCartney looks like the same hair he had when he was 18, so obviously something's going on there, right? I mean, there's no way Paul McCartney's hair looks like that. He can't. He looks great, but...
John McPhee is the one I didn't mention.
Okay. Anyway, tonight, State Farm Center, you want to go...
Have you tried the all-new daily menu at Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign? If not, stop into Big Grove Tavern this week for lunch and dinner and enjoy some of the new menu items. Big Grove's new menu features bone-in ribeye, chicken mole, double-cut pork chops, and more. Everyone's welcome at Big Grove, and they cater to those with gluten intolerances. They offer gluten-free hamburger buns, breads, and pastas. Make it lunch or dinner today. Big Grove Tavern, 1 East Main in downtown Champaign.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
In our house, bedtime is complicated. My wife is always freezing, and when she layers up the bed, I get way too hot. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, makers of the world's most comfortable sheets, loved by three U.S. presidents. If you're like us, you'll love our flannel bedding. Back for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. They're unbelievably soft, warm, and breathable. So Missy stays warm and I don't overheat. It's like magic. We let you sleep in them for 30 nights. If you're not impressed, send them back for a full refund. Our flannel sheets come in 14 stunning patterns and colors. You're guaranteed to find a style you love. But don't wait. Last year, they sold out in just a few weeks. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code RELIEF. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at BowlandBranch.com. Promo code RELIEF. BowlandBranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code RELIEF.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Michael's a monster with winds of 145 miles an hour taking aim at the Florida Panhandle, where it could make landfall this afternoon.
Unfortunately, the window to evacuate is coming to a close, if it hasn't already done so, for many of the citizens that are in Florida.
FEMA Administrator Brock Long, Fox meteorologist Janice Dean warns Michael will cause an incredible amount of damage.
Catastrophic for parts of the Big Bend of Florida. They have never seen a Category 4 of this magnitude in this part of Florida, and this actually could go down in history as the strongest Cat 4 for October.
The storm's so powerful, it's expected to stay a hurricane as it moves over central Georgia tomorrow. And a new poll finds that a large majority of Americans have worries the nation's voting systems might be vulnerable to hackers. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Weather permitting, North Goodwin Avenue will be closed to through traffic between West Clark Street and West Main Street from 1:30 until 3 p.m. tomorrow for the Yin Yang Zhang Garden Dedication Ceremony outside Campbell Hall. Parking will be available in lot B22 at the corner of Clark and Harvey Streets. No through traffic will be allowed on North Goodwin Avenue between West Clark Street and West Main Street during the ceremony. A new report says in national rankings of the 50 states based on their financial condition, Illinois comes in last. CentralIllinoisProud.com says the Emerita Center at George Mason University did the study. Urbana city leaders have approved a pay raise for city workers. WCIA says with the contract approved with the local union, workers will get a retroactive hourly pay increase of 1% for 2017 and for 2018 and 2% for 2019. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Throw on a polo or dress shirt or a t-shirt and hat next time you head out and represent your school colors and now your major. Again, these items are only available at GameDaySpirit.com, so get your gear on game day and go Illini.
Yep, I have one of those College of Engineering, which is what I guess you can get now at game day. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
College of Engineering at University of Illinois. Yeah, like that.
Exactly.
Very, very cool. Here you go, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, some great conditions. Breezy, high 75, 43 hour low tonight. We've got a high of 55 expected tomorrow, down to around 36, but plenty of sunshine. Partly cloudy on Friday with a high 49, low 36, 50% chance of rain late. Saturday's forecast for the game, high 56, kickoff temperature at 2:30 at 54. Partly sunny conditions. Right now, the temperature's at 71 with the clouds. ESPN 93.5.
All right. Again, watching Michael, it's going to hit the panhandle. Storm surge up to 13 feet. It's fast moving. They're expecting winds at 145, which I just don't even have any comprehension. I've been out in 50-mile-an-hour winds and thought those are pretty amazing. 145-mile-an-hour winds, 13-foot storm surge is expected, which will cover one-story homes. And I think this has caught a lot of people that, overnight it went from a Category 3 to a 4. So this is bad. They've never, ever, ever in the history of tracking these things ever had a 4 come in at this angle at this part of the country.
Mm.
It's just unusual. So, in our hurricane season, as we watch these things, amazing that we can get this much information so amazingly with our technology and all of that. And even so, we're going to have a lot of people that are stranded that are going to be in peril. And we've got a lot of people that will go out and try and save them. And you just wish that folks should heed the warning and leave. And particularly with children, and I sure hope all the kids got out. If the adult wants to stay, I guess that's their business. But certainly got to get the kids out. But I know there's thousands and thousands that are flat-footed on this one because it just came on to pretty much the National Consciousness Sunday, and this is Wednesday. And we're talking about one of the worst hurricanes that this part of the country's ever seen. Panama City is right in the sights. So that's probably going to be pretty bad. So our prayers are with the folks there, and just hope that everybody survives this. I mean, it's just very nervous because it's so fast moving and so powerful, and we've seen what hurricanes can do. So we'll continue to watch this thing. All right, what's the best thing you can do to extend your life? Well, there's a new study from Denmark shows that doing this could extend your life 10 years, a remarkably big benefit, one that even the study authors were surprised at. They looked at several things, and they found out that that's kind of cool, and it's not shocking. I know a lot of older people that do this. According to a study in Denmark, doing this could extend your life by nearly 10 years. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Mountford. How are you, Bill?
Good morning, Stevie J. How are you today?
I'm fine. I've been teasing this. Doing this can extend your life 10 years. What is this?
Well, tennis, of course.
It's tennis. It's tennis. I mean, kind of. But Bill Mountford, let me just say, you're senior director of rackets. You're kind of a big deal. You've been in this business a long time. You almost became a professional yourself. You played D1 tennis, and you've seen a lot of young people come up through the ranks because you work so many times with juniors. Is there a story that you saw so and so before they were so and so?
Well, sure, there's lots of stories like that. I will say, in terms of this living longer, like a lot of people who are involved in the tennis industry, I was pretty amazed to see this research. There was a project that the British did a couple of years ago, 2017, that indicated broadly playing tennis is going to extend your life. And then the Mayo, the folks at the Mayo Clinic got involved and did a little bit more detailed research, and they did find that by playing tennis, it extends your life. So even those of us who are involved in tennis that realize the great merits of participating in our wonderful sport, how it's so great for you on so many levels, we didn't expect that. So that's great. And then it's really great for the sport, and it's great for the industry.
Well, sure, and it's a great sport. And I know a lot of older people that play tennis, and I guess it's because you're moving. I suppose swimming would be a great activity as you grow older, and golf and all these other things, but tennis is great. I mean, you got to move around. I once had the former tennis coach, Craig Tiley.
Oh, yeah.
Here at the University of Illinois.
Right.
And he was... Yeah, he's a legendary guy.
Mm-hmm.
Craig Tiley brought us a national championship. And I was at a Park District where we were doing a live broadcast, and he had one of his guys serve for me, and he was able to coach me to get a racket on an 80-mile-an-hour serve. I thought 80 miles an hour is like 900 miles, Bill.
Right.
I don't know how you
would protect yourself.
How do you return 130-mile-an-hour serve? Come on!
He had some players, Craig Tiley had some players, including Kevin Anderson,
yeah,
who's been in the finals of Wimbledon, and the U.S. Open playing on that team. So, Craig would be able to coach you to do just about anything, is my expectation.
I mean, obviously you still play. How good are you still, Bill?
Little bit. I, like most people who used to play tennis, I lament that I don't get to play more.
Yeah.
I would say being a frequent player is someone who gets to play tennis twice a week. I get out there with kids a lot. I coach a few adults, but I would say that I'm not really playing it as much for myself as I'd like. That's just because I love the sport so much. I love to hit. One of the things you mentioned swimming, and one of the things I was really surprised about with this report is it compared tennis to jogging and swimming, and we would expect that those moderate exercises would be really healthy for, but what they found is that the socialization of tennis was a really big factor.
Yep.
And when you're out on a tennis court, there's thousands of little problems to solve all the time, really with every point, even, you know, where to hit the ball, where to move next,
yep. How
to, you know, cope with opponents. And that socialization is a massive factor. At Chelsea Piers, we have one of the most vibrant adult programs in the Northeast, and one of the things that's so fundamental to the program is laughter. Yeah, we make sure that the ladies have good technique and understand the tactics, but making sure that they have fun and are really enjoying it, and even when they don't sort of love the opponents, there's sort of a camaraderie, and it's life-affirming because you're out there battling like crazy to try to win. So I'm not saying this is the fountain of youth, but it was really sort of a neat thing to hear this actualized by a bunch of scientists, why our sport's so great.
Well, I have your bio picture here on my screen. You're obviously like 30, right?
Yeah, I was once.
No, I think there's something to it. I think it's great, and you're in the middle of all of it. Bill Mountford, Senior Director of Rackets. He's out in Stamford, Connecticut. Thanks for being on, and congratulations on all you've done.
No, thank you very much, and good morning, Champagne. Really appreciate the attention on this one, and have a great day.
You betcha. Thank you so much. Bill Mountford, he's been in the tennis business. United States Tennis Association obviously knew Craig Tiley. He knows Craig Tiley.
Exactly.
Craig's still in Australia, I do believe. Former
tennis
coach. But,
you know, in the end, tennis, great. 10 years longer. Yeah, I believe that. But really just keep moving.
Keep moving's good, but there's combos here that make it the best. All right. I never thought about the social laughing.
Right.
Gosh, you're bad. That kind of thought.
Uh-huh.
But I told you, Nathaniel, where he lives in Chicago, they have indoor tennis.
Nice.
And nobody's ever on him. Because he's living in, right across from Northwestern Medical School, so they're too busy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's wide open, and they have machines that'll shoot it at you.
Oh, wow.
So he can play by himself.
I'd love that.
It would be cool.
I mean, I used to hit up against the brick wall at the Unity Junior High School when
there
I was
you
a
go.
Kid. So.
Keep it up. Let's go.
Exactly.
Fun. Hey, it's Bill Mountford. You can look him up and look up the study. Tennis keeps you younger or extends your life. It'll be out there from Denmark. 843 ESPN 93.5. With the do we have to name hurricanes by really nice names like Michael?
Right.
Can't we like I don't know, Boris or something? Something a little harder core.
It's just whatever's next.
I know it. They go, and how they name hurricanes is go A through Z.
Uh-huh.
And we're on the M's now.
Right.
So it could be Nancy for all I know next.
Florence just happened now. What happened to the G?
F-G-H-I-J-K-L-M. Yeah, really? Good point.
But maybe it was Florence on the girl side and then they hop over to the boy chart. I don't know.
No idea. It's a four. Category four. About to hit the panhandle. It's a mess. Here we go. Sports headline.
Okay. We have our American League Championship Series ready to go on Saturday night from Boston since the Red Sox beat the Yankees 4-3 yesterday. What happened in the end was very interesting and is being replayed today as one of our trending topics. This 63-second review to challenge the call at the end of the game. First, the Boston Red Sox are celebrating, and then not,
wow.
and they were in, you know, New York. So, but you know, that was a lot of contentious play there with those guys being such big rivals. So anyway, it'll be Boston Red Sox and Houston Astros. And on the National League side on Friday night, L.A. will be in Milwaukee. The Illini women's golf team in Medina with a third place. NBA preseason Pacers are at Chicago to take on the Bulls. We've got Unity at Rantoul on Friday night for the J.T. Walker's High School Sports Showcase. It's brought to you by Country Financial Agent Jesse DeHaan, along with Parkland College, Chapman's Towing, Prospect Bank, ABC Heating and Air, Roof Doctors, and Carl Sports Medicine are season sponsors. And game to game, we have folks stepping up like Minuteman Press, Moomaw Trucking, CU Under Construction, Country Financial Agent Keith Garrett, along with Mike Paul, Red Graham, CPA in Rantoul saying go Eagles, and Community Plus Federal Credit Union in Rantoul asking you to enjoy life's pleasures. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Okay, and again, Unity of Rantoul on Q96 Friday night. It's going to be a good game.
That's right.
It'll be a very good game. Okay, we gave away tickets to the Illini, gave away tickets to the OJs, gave away tickets to the Doobie Brothers.
Yes, we did. And in between, we were talking about Taylor Swift and her influence on voters.
Yeah, I said that, you know, she came out and said, I'm supporting Democrats, and all of a sudden the news says, hey, 100,000 people, it isn't because of her. It's because the deadline in Tennessee was yesterday. It wasn't because of Taylor Swift. There's no way. There's nobody out there that could do that to get 100,000 people to do anything.
Well, text into 359-2255 saying, welcome the surge of low information voters if it was Taylor Swift that puts them over the edge too.
Should we have a test before you can vote?
I mean, maybe.
Well, maybe you have to be able to answer five questions.
But Taylor Swift has 112 million followers, so she at least had a little bit of an impact problem.
I don't think so.
100,000 that stepped up before the deadline.
Sometimes you have people that arch their back over that kind of stuff because they like her songs.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to hear politics
That's
from her.
That's right. Well, I would have not said Democratic or Republican. I just would have said get out there and
well,
vote.
She
did that last night.
Well, she blasted Marsha Blackburn, too.
Right.
So she got political.
people.
I know.
It's one thing to say, you know, in the awards show, whatever these people do, nobody watches.
Right.
He said, hey, go vote is fine. That's a fine message. But maybe if low information voters live here too.
I know.
I think stat I read on is a new citizens test. Only 35% could get past a new citizen test.
Oh, wow.
And some of the questions are real easy. You ought to be able to answer the new citizens test, at least get most of them.
Well, it's like, you know, you see the late night TV shows and asking people in the mall certain questions and they just don't know.
I don't think there's there's 330 plus million people live in America. How many are engaged day to day? How many people can tell you three things going on in the world?
I mean,
I don't know.
10%.
Oh. So you're saying 300 million. They're not all, they can't be 300 million low information. I forget, how many kids? What, 80 million kids? Give them a break. So that's 80.
Right.
So now we're down to 250.
Okay.
How many people that are really old and kind of out of it? Another few million. So now we're down to men and women. We've got
active citizens.
Another 20 or 30 million immigrants that perhaps don't speak the language very well or not quite, you know, worried about day to day. So now we're down to 200 million. So 200 million people, half are men, half are women. So now you got 100 million women, 100 million men, and you're thinking 10 million each could pass a current events test. I hope it's more than that, but maybe not.
I mean, when Gabby was one of, 20 people on the ISU homecoming court, and then they had to whittle that down, they had a screening with current events as one of the topics, and she was concerned that she wouldn't be able to answer the questions correctly. I know Grace faced that in the Miss America competition.
It's one thing to, be about the minutia of North Korea and missile test. That's one level.
Right.
But to know that there was a Supreme Court nominee and the hearings, you ought to be aware of that.
Right.
Now, how do you consume your news?
Right.
Are you getting it from CNN? You'll have a different perspective. Are you getting it from Fox?
Right.
You'll have a different perspective.
What are the current events that you should focus on?
Well, and then how is it being presented? If you go to CNN.com, there are gobs of examples of, I think, improper journalism. The headline should not give you a point of view.
A biased view,
yes.
Yeah.
It should be Trump speaks, not Trump speaks incorrectly.
Right.
But that's what happens.
It does.
And so if you could go and just do an exercise, and I go to all of them, CNN, MSNBC, NBC News, CBS News, ABC, Fox News, Drudge Report, Yahoo, I go to all of them.
Uh-huh.
There's a big difference between the Fox headlines and everybody else. CBS, frankly, as liberal as I think they're thought of, I think their website's probably second from Fox, I think, as far as, because my point of view is going to be more Fox. But Fox, I think, particularly their 5 to 6 o'clock hour is the best news hour on TV that I've seen.
I mean, their slogan used to be fair and balanced.
Yeah. Anyway, you go to all the websites so you have more of an idea of what they're saying and what they're saying and what they're saying, and then you have more of you, but nobody has time for that. So I get it, but you got to be somewhat aware. But I think what happens is people don't know. They know they hate Trump because they're told to hate Trump. And yes, he antagonizes. Yes, he's in your face when you attack him. And they're not used to that. But it's like not socially acceptable to like Donald Trump. You have to be careful where you say it in the circles for fear of the far left getting in your face. That's not right. That's change. That's different. Okay, weather. Wait, one more peek here at the weather before we say goodbye. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast, National Weather Service.
A thunderstorm chance at 80% today. Otherwise, some clouds, breezy, 75 our high, 43 our low. Enjoy the milder conditions while they last, because we're definitely getting into fall. I looked at the whole month of October, and, later on, there's a high of 65. But mainly, here we are. Starting tomorrow.
Yep.
High 55, low 36 with the sunshine. 49 the high on Friday, down to 36 in the evening. Chance of showers in the evening at 50%. Sunshine expected on game day as we take on Purdue. 2:30 kick. High 57 expected, so 54 at kickoff.
ESPN 93.5.
Diane, we shall meet tomorrow.
All right, enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. The Jeremy Warner Show is next. Thanks for listening. Have a great Wednesday.
Hi, it's Jay Layman, former University of Illinois All-American linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. When I remodeled my kitchen,